A large area in the eastern Mediterranean region known as the Levant, and especially Israel, was a hotbed of activity in the unlawful trade of looted artifacts. The smuggling of pirated coins was an especially large market. Rare silver shekels from the Great Jewish Revolt of the 1st century, bronze coins from the Roman period, silver coins from the Persian, Hellenistic, and Hasmonean periods, and coins bearing the first name of the beloved leader of the Bar Kokhba revolt, Shimon, were especially coveted by discreet, well-heeled buyers. But after the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947 and their historically significant impact on biblical scholarship, the most sought-after artifacts were even tiny fragments of such scrolls, not to mention fully intact manuscripts, and thousands of caves were believed yet to be discovered and explored throughout the vast region. With a paucity of official agents dedicated to enforcing Israel's antiquity laws, the IAA did not have sufficient manpower to counter the lively illegal trade.
"And what treasures have you brought for me today, my young friends?" Ishaq Ramzi asked Tamir and Azim as they entered his large market stall, pushing their cart toward the back of the shop to avoid nosy passersby.
"Please keep your voice down, Ishaq,"
Azim whispered anxiously, his eyes scanning both ends of the narrow alley for suspicious loiterers.
"Tamir, tell him what you found."
But Tamir held silent, surreptitiously glancing toward the hidden security cameras he had installed for this merchant some time ago.
"I think it would be better if we moved to the back," Ishaq said cautiously, now grasping the nature of their visit. "Faisal," he motioned to his assistant, "keep an eye on this shop, you lazy camel. I will return shortly."
The young Faisal nodded mutely, then went back to playing Pokemon on his mobile phone. As Tamir held back the thick damask curtain, Azim wheeled the cart through to the back office. They all took seats in rickety wooden chairs.
"I take it you have something special with you," Ishaq said, his low voice posing the statement as a question.
Tamir smiled broadly with pride.
"The other day, I was hiking in Wadi Murabaat and came across a concealed cave on a high plateau, a cave that I suspect had not been discovered before, hidden behind bushes and boulders as it was. In it, I found this clay jar."
He reached over to pull back the rugs, exposing the pottery.
"Filled with several scrolls, I am certain will interest you, especially one made of silver. Would you like to see them?"
Tamir's eyes lit up expectantly as his hand nervously raked back the long, dark, curly hair that had fallen over his tanned face. Ishaq's eyes opened wide at the mention of a silver scroll, the holy grail of manuscript artifacts in his line of work.
"Yes, yes, of course I want to see them,"
he said in an excited whisper. He had long heard rumors of the mythical silver scroll mentioned in the famous Hirbet Qumran copper scroll discovered in the 1950s, reputedly containing not only a duplicate of vast treasure location details contained on the copper scroll itself, but with the addition of new information regarding even more buried riches to be found throughout Jerusalem. The fabled silver scroll had yet to be found, and excavators had been looking for it for years.
Could this be it? He wondered.
Tamir removed the lid of the jar and reached deep inside, withdrawing the silver scroll and the parchment manuscripts, which he carefully laid on the table between them. He then lifted the jar and tilted it, letting the coins fall out onto the table. Though these were rare enough to have great value on their own, coins were a fairly common commodity in the antiquities markets. But all three of them stared at the scrolls as if they possessed some mystical aura.
"No one saw you take these from the cave, and you were not followed here, I assume."
"No,"
Azim replied.
"We were very careful. There were no police or IAA inspectors in the desert, Allah be praised. And we took great cautions getting them here to you. Now it is your job to find a buyer, yes?